Well, what does that mean? It means that the book you hold in your hand this morning, you can trust. And if you can trust this book, then you ought to read it every day. In fact, as it says in Psalm 132, you shouldn't find a place for your head to lay at night if you haven't found a place for God in your life. How do you let God in? How do you let God into your life? Well, I'll just tell you a little secret. This is the voice of God, the breath of God. This is the Spirit of God distilled down onto paper. And if you want to let God in your life, you ought to open this thing up every day. And if you open up the morning paper, or if you open up the Good Morning America, or if you have to start your day with Rush instead of with God, then that's a mistake. And if you end your day with the sleazy, slutty wickedness of the night shows instead of with the glories of the eternal, infinite God, shame on you. Shame on me. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Practice it to be holy. This book contains light to direct you, food to sustain you, comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff. It's the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword. It's the Christian's chart. Here paradise is restored. Heaven is opened. The gates of hell are disclosed. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, and a river of pleasure. The Bible, the book you can trust.